Jackson Pollock was the first artist to be recognized as an abstract expressionist. The style that he created became known as drip painting or action painting. That's because he literally dripped and flung paint onto unprimed canvas that was lying on the floor. There's a very haphazard and accidental look to Pollock's paintings, but I want you to know that for a surety that the colors and layers of paint that he applied were absolutely planned. In fact, if you've ever tried in an experiment to replicate Pollock's style, you'll find that it's much harder to achieve than one would imagine. I know, I've been there. His works have an amazing balance and consistency, and the consistent texture and application of color is actually very difficult to achieve. One goof up and you have this big blob of paint that becomes the focal point, and that is totally absent in Pollock's work. In fact, there's no obvious top or bottom to the work. The bottom is only defined by his signature. Now, as a teacher, I've frequently had students say, well, I don't get it, you know, I could do that. But the point is they didn't do that. Pollock did. Pollock was working back in the late 1940s, early 1950s, and he went way out there on a limb to create this radical style, and he based his whole passion, his whole livelihood on creating this unique style, and that's part of what makes somebody an artist.